This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on Insurance Regulatory and Development Authority of India's decision of age bar removal for buying health insurance. The participants are N.K. Singh, former General Manager, Oriental Insurance, and Lalima Aneja Dang, Anchor.
Insurance Regulatory and Development Authority of India, IRDAI, in its latest move has aimed at bringing in extended health benefits for the elderly and has removed the age bar for purchasing insurance. From the 1st of April, there shall now be no age limit of 65 years to buy new health insurance policies. Well, for more on this, we are now joined by Mr. Nagendra Singh, former General Manager, Oriental Insurance Company. Welcome, sir, to Akashvani Studios.
Thank you. I retired as Director and General Manager, Oriental Insurance Company.
Mm-hmm.
Post-retirement, I was also made Insurance Ombudsman for the state of Bihar and Jharkhand.
Sir, I would want to know that was there really a need to include senior citizens above 65 years in the new insurance system?
Earlier, if you are having an insurance policy for some time, say that first policy you have taken at the age of 40, 45, 25, and you are renewing the policy continuously. Even after 65, you could have continued the policy. Of course, the premium would have been higher. Now, you can, even if you have not insured earlier, at the age of 65 or beyond 65, you are approaching an insurance company for a fresh insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Despite the fact that you are having some health issue, you can get insurance policy. Earlier, this facility was not there.
Mm-hmm.
The need was there, and different social group was realizing this and also approaching IRDA and different wing of government to address this requirement of senior citizen. It is very welcome that IRDA has come with this regulation and removing the upper age limit of 65 years and making insurance policy available for senior citizen. Very welcome move by IRDA. Hopefully, insurance companies operating in Indian market, particularly providing the health insurance policy,
mm-hmm.
will implement this regulation in right letter and spirit and meet the insurance need of senior citizens. There are certain things which have been brought out by IRDA in this regulation in change of the earlier regulation,
mm-hmm.
which is very welcome, particularly in regard to giving the insurance policy beyond 65 years. Second is that they have taken care of the pre-existing disease. Earlier, what is there, that if you have a pre-existing disease, suppose somebody is suffering from hypertension or diabetes or some other ailment, he has to declare that. In case by mistake he has not declared that,
mm-hmm.
and if there is a claim, the insurance company will deny the claim, saying that you did not disclose this particular disease which you are there for some time,
yes.
prior to taking the insurance policy.
Mm-hmm.
That has been removed. Now, that 4 years waiting period for pre-existing disease has been reduced to 36 months. That is 3 years. So the benefit of 1 year is given in case of senior citizen.
Mm-hmm.
And insuring person, if he is getting a treatment, the prescription doctor writes HT. HT means hypertension. DM type 2 means diabetes. So he may not understand and may forget to declare it in the proposal form. And when there is a claim, Bima company will say, insurance company will say, that you have not declared, it's a non-disclosure of material fact, your claim is denied.
Hmm.
Now, even if there is non-disclosure
mm-hmm.
of pre-existing disease, as per this regulation, Bima company, insurance company cannot deny the claim of a senior citizen.
Oh.
On this pretext that there is a non-disclosure of pre-existing disease. So these two things are very beneficial for senior citizens. Third thing, that insurance companies have been asked to create a separate channel
mm-hmm.
to address the grievances of senior citizens and settle their claim expeditiously. So this also is a welcome move.
You mentioned three important features of this new change. One is, of course, the capping of 65 years has been removed. Secondly, you mentioned that if a person is not able to disclose it, knowingly or unknowingly, any pre-existing problem, he shall not be penalized or ignored by the insurance agency. And thirdly, you just mentioned that the waiting period for mandatory pre-existing condition has been reduced from 48 to 36 months.
Right.
Having said that, now let's move on from there. When it comes to settlement claim, are there any dedicated channels to address the the claim, or even grievances for that matter, for senior citizens, because they being what they are, there may be mobility issues for them. They would want a seamless, a very nice, smooth way of settling down of claims. So what would you say on that?
Right now, most of the insurance company have the facility of online registration of claim, submission of document online. Actually, these claims will be very expeditiously processed and settled, for the reason that these are not the senior citizen policy particularly, or all health insurance policy at this regulation will not be indemnity policy. What earlier indemnity policy used to do, that if you have taken a policy, suppose for an amount of 1 lakh rupees, and you have fallen sick, unfortunately, and hospitalized, then after 24 hours of hospitalization, you are entitled for insurance claim. You have to collect all the bills, prescription, test report, everything has to be submitted to an insurance company. They will examine the paper and reimburse the amount. If it is cashless facility, then to the hospital, or if it is reimbursement, then it will be reimbursed to you after examining all the paper. Now, the IRDA says that all insurance, health insurance policy will be benefit policy, which is they are available by the life company. They are giving health insurance policy as benefit policy, that the sum insured is declared in the policy. And in case of claim, that fixed amount which is there in the policy will be paid. No need of submission of bill, cash memo, prescription, test report, etc. So that is one big relief for the senior citizen, and for that matter, all insuring public. So that will obviate the quick settlement of claim. Second, that insurance company will create certainly and should a dedicated channel to address the claim and underwriting requirement, the insurance policy requirement, as well as the claim requirement of senior citizens. And for that, every company will have their own way, in their own way, create a department or put some efficient officer and staff to look after this. But I believe that IRDA should come out with a standard operating procedure, particularly for claim disposal as well as the grievance redressal of senior citizens. There is an organization called Insurance Ombudsman, which is supposed to look after the grievances of the insuring public, particularly denial of the policy, denial of claim, payment of claim with reduced amount and all those things. And there is a regulatory requirement that the insurance ombudsman must dispose of the complaint within 3 months. After completion of all paperwork from both sides, complaining insured, that the claimant as well as the insurance company. Now, I believe that to quick disposal of the grievances, the IRDA and government may bring some change in the insurance ombudsman regulation and make this 3 months disposal time frame to 1 month or 15 days or 25 days. Some reduction should be there so that the quick disposal of grievances of the senior citizen is done.
You've been an ombudsman, so I think you're just the right person to tell us the problems from the client side.
So, one thing that IRDA and the government or other monitoring agency, governmental agency should do that, they should fix a quota that if you are doing a premium of 100 crore, I'm making an, setting an imaginary figure from health insurance, 100 crore, then 10% or 20% or some percentage has to be there from the insurance premium of senior citizen. The incentive part of insurance company for not denying the insurance coverage to senior citizen. See, on this, I must consider a point that if Indian insurance industry has to compete with the best practices followed in developed world, they have to come with innovative methods to increase the insurance penetration. And insurance penetration without giving, I think, large number of insurance, health insurance policy will not increase. There is a need for health insurance by all age group. Only thing is that there should be suitable policy, and policy should be accessible, that people should be there to approach and converse for the policy. That there should be some incentive for that, particularly in rural area and those socially disadvantaged groups and all that, those who are having the need of insurance but not having access. And third, that affordability of the policy. Policy, they should afford. They can afford, then only they will buy.
I was going to ask that question, sir, that if the premium goes high, which is what it looks like if we're going to have people above 65 years of age for a new health policy, then is it not a deterrent by itself? And my second question as a corollary to it would be that what happens if there is a severe medical condition like, say, cancer or a heart problem or a renal failure? Could you throw light on these two?
I'll answer the second part of your question first. That the regulation itself has taken care that if somebody having the health issue pertaining to cancer, heart and all those things, renal failure and all that, that should not be an excuse or should on this pretext the insurance company cannot deny the policy. That is there. Only that waiting period for pre-existing 3 years will be there. So that is taken care. The first part, that premium being on higher side, it is a fact that since the claim ratio will be adverse, insurance company will put a high premium.
Mm-hmm.
Rather, what is there right now, they should the premium will be much higher than what it is today. Because a lot of things are being included.
Mm-hmm.
So, for that, there are two things. One, that the subsidization of insurance premium by age group, with a better age group, like younger age group and all that, how much company is earning from there, a portion of that earning can be used to subsidize the premium of senior citizen. I don't know how far insurance company or regulator can do this, or insurance company provides the data so that regulator can come out with some scheme on that. That, of course, doesn't seem to be feasible, but it is one possibility which could be looked into. Second is that central and state government having different health insurance schemes. I mean, they are providing some succor to the ailing public. They are giving lump sum payment. There are some earmarked hospital where they can go and get free treatment. Or Ayushman Bharat is there by the central government.
Mm-hmm.
Then different state government, they have their own health scheme for particular group, economic group,
mm-hmm.
or socially disadvantaged group. I think that portion, which a state government or central government is spending for that, a portion of that amount,
mm-hmm.
that fund can be provided to insurance company or insuring public, that if you are insuring senior citizen and getting a premium of say 1 lakh rupees and government will give 50,000 and 1 lakh so that as a subsidy, so that the senior citizen need not pay very high premium.
Right, some kind of a cross-subsidy if there's a possibility.
Yes, right.
Right. Well, thank you, sir. We're running out of time. Thank you very much for throwing light on such an important issue of IRDAI's new regulation of removing the cap of 65 years, and you've thrown light on two more clauses which have been added to it. Thank you very much, sir, for sharing your precious views with us. Thank you.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on Insurance Regulatory and Development Authority of India's decision of age bar removal for buying health insurance. The participants were N.K. Singh, former General Manager, Oriental Insurance, and Lalima Anita Dang, Anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashwani. You can listen to it on our mobile app News on EIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on EIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at eirnstalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.